Kendrick Lamar disses J. Cole and Drake and everybody else in the industry. But was it really a diss? K. Dot has dropped a new song or a new verse on Metro Boomin's song and Future song called Like That, where at the end, he says that, look, it ain't no big three. It's just big me. Like, how's that a diss? Let me know how's that a diss, man. Man, what kind of rap y'all listen to, man? It's subliminal. All right. Maybe he talking about Ice Cube big three. Did you know that? All right. Maybe he in Africa and he about to start his own African big three. And now it's just big me. Maybe it's the big me. I don't know. But this ain't no diss, man. You guys are always jumping out the window. Now look, let's keep it real. Now, you know, I'm from North Carolina. I'm standing on Carolina business. I was one of the originator rhyme spitters of North Carolina. But look, I'm going to side with J. Cole, of course. But Kendrick Lamar, the only rapper I know, he be gone. He be in Africa about 5 years, Tanzania. Nigga come back and drop a diss song, like a diss verse. Like he now gets the position to be at the end of the track. Like Kendrick Lamar sitting here rapping 5 minutes at the end of the verse. The most coveted part is the last verse. Kendrick Lamar come in. He been gone. Where you been? Catch us up, Kendrick. What you been up to? What you been doing? What's cracking? You know what I mean? Like, how you just gonna come in, release a diss, you know, right now, man? So everybody's just saying that, man, but I don't think that this is a diss at all, man. You know what I mean? Big Sean is like mad, you know? And really, it's supposed to be like the big, what, four? It's supposed to be Wale, Big Sean, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. If we're thinking about what it's supposed to be. Now, the problem is Wale gets so mad all the time because y'all don't mention him. And then he kind of like, I feel like, I don't know, Wale kind of, I don't know. I guess I feel Wale. I kind of feel like Wale. Like, you work and then you stop and then nobody cares. And then you work again. Everybody like you, then you stop and chill. So Big Sean is just like, you know, he dropped, you know, a freestyle, but it ain't a diss, dog. It's just a diss song. You know, I don't know. I just saying it ain't a diss, but everybody's going crazy over it. You let me know. You think it's a diss? Do you think he dissed the big three? Drake responded by saying, turning it into a motivational speech for all the girls at his concert. You know, I'm standing 10 doors down right now, and you should too. Like, nigga, stop it. All right? Like, he didn't say your name, Drake. Like, it's so much. Drake is so light-skinned, he can't even help it. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, shut up. All right, drop some fucking bars if that's how you feel. You know what I mean? Quit trying to turn into a motivation speaker. He ain't diss your fans. You know what I mean? Like, we all in this. Drake be like, we all in this together. Kumbaya. You know what I mean? Like, this guy, he's so slick. He is so slick, man. I swear. Moving on, man. And so this is how light-skinned Drake is. This is what Drake does, y'all. Rick Ross unfollowed Drake on IG. And then Drake invites his ex, Christina Mackey, to a concert. You know what I mean? Like, this is what Drake does, man. Now, her apps is crazy, not gonna lie. Ain't no capping on that. But this is what the stuff Drake does, man. All right, Drake is knocking down wives, ex-wives, current girlfriends. He don't care. I don't know. He's got the most unlimited pass I ever seen in rap. I ain't never seen a pass that Drake gets. It is unlimited. He can do whatever. All type of stuff. Unlimited pass. Y'all give Drake, man. So this is very Drake of him. This is really right on brand. This is what the stuff he does. And you gotta let me know, man. Is this cool or not? Let me know, man. Let me know if this is cool or not. And you know when it's a battle. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm not sleeping with nobody's wife or nothing like that. But I'm just saying when it's a rap battle, you know, on wax, let's just say, and other little hijinks on social media. All right, let's keep it like that. We ain't talking street stuff. Let's run it back. So we got a man and a shiesty crosses up ribs. This is one of the blackest things I've seen this week. A man got the shiesty on at the Memphis Grizzly game. You know, and there we go. Barbecue ribs. Oh, that layup is nice. Give me that. Jump ball on the ribs. Crosses up. Give me that. Breaks your ribs. Bomb. Oh, okay. Shots. All right, no good. Look, bruh, you got the shiesty on. First of all, how'd you get on the court? We got to stop. COVID is over. Y'all niggas didn't know COVID is over. All right, so you can't be walking around. It was cool to be around here and be masked up. Like, oh, man, you know, I could give away with something right now because everybody got a damn mask on. But y'all need to take the shiesty off, bro. For real. Like, this is crazy. You out here in the shiesty. Do you know your mama could see this? She going to see your ass crossing up ribs. Like, it's some stuff you got to say no to. All right? It would have been worse if you had been crossing up some barbecue chicken. If KFC was out there and they was a sponsor for this segment, you know, they were just like, look, we're going to have you cross up some. Play a couple of games against some damn fried chicken. Like, yo, bro, I can't even. I've already got the shiesty on. Like, it's like you can only be so black in front of white people. You know, it was like, okay, I made one decision. I got the shiesty on. Right? That's one blackest decision. All right? Well, for today's kids. All right, you can't go the second level of blackness and go against some barbecue ribs. I'm just saying, you got to stop it. You got to choose one. Either you got to have the suit and tie on. At least he was way better than that serviceman who bricked up 1,000 layups. Like, that nigga was trash. This nigga is straight. He up there crossing up. The crossover was good. The layup looked like he got a jelly roll in him. You know, you could play for the Charlotte Hornets today if you want to. Right now, bro, I'm just being honest with you. Like, I know this is cut up, but he ain't even break a second wind. Like, he a big boy, too. Big boy. Looking like Kenny Lofton Jr. You know? Like, come on, bro. Come on down to QC, man. We need your help. Need your help on the Charlotte Hornets, man. We got a man is the final boss, as they say. Smokes a cigarette before knocking somebody out. Yo, this is I don't know what this is. He just took a hit of Marlboro. I don't know if people still smoke that, but you got an anime TikTok girl there with the balloon, like she's a straight up NPC. You know, is she doing? Look at that action in the corner. Oh, and my man is in the ring. This is Fight Circus. This is a circus, man. Bang. You know what I mean? This does feel like a video game. How y'all like, my man? Oh, okay, I'm good. I'm good right there. Can we hit the reset button? I'm gonna change characters. I'm gonna change characters right now. not undercut. Why would you hit a fat dude in the stomach? Like, what do you think that's gonna do? It's like when you play against E Honda. All right, I'd never hit E Honda in the stomach. Like, and he still wanted more. He wanted more. I'm good, and he can kick too, bruh. I don't need to face no big dude that can kick. And he's still hitting him in the stomach. And he's laughing at him. Look at this. Look. Nah, bruh. When you punch somebody and they laugh, oh my God. If you look at this. He's bong. Oh. Nigga, whole soul left his body. Nah, I'm good, bruh. I'm good. Like, I'm not. This is insane. I'm not facing anybody who can just smoke cigarette. Who can, you know, he ain't got to worry about cardio. And he could just do whatever he wants to in the ring. He's taking punches like it's nothing. Yeah, I'm checking out. Okay, check please. Does somebody else want to try? Like, who wants else to try? Like, is this for fun? like I'm good, bro. The uppercut, nah, I'm cool. Like, when he felt the first one, I'd have been done. Like, yeah, I'm all right, cool. I just wanted to see what it felt like. I'm good, bro. Yeah, I'm in the wrong weight class. You know, like, this is Ngannou's weight class. And this week in Black Comedy Beef, we have Godfrey versus Country Wayne versus Faison. This week in Black Comedy Beef, we got Godfrey versus Country Wayne versus Faison. It's getting ridiculous.
That I disagreed with.
Okay.
No, and this is no, I would love to start beef because I want this to go to 60 million. I want to call somebody out. I just want to fucking start some shit, but I won't do that. You know what I'm saying? Damn. but when Country Wayne was on here, first of all, I don't know Country Wayne at all.
Right.
But I watched his video. I give him his credit for him making all that money. I was listening to him like, oh, how did you do this?
Right.
You know, I love his hustle. Smart dude. I mean, he making millions off of this shit.
Right. All right, so you guys don't understand when you see clips. That's called giving you props. So he gives you props first, all right, Country Wayne.
wish I could, but he said one statement that I disagreed with, Country. I disagreed with you.
What was the statement?
I think he said, and if I'm wrong, you correct me.
Okay.
Said something about, if anybody's in a comedy club still, that means you're not doing anything. Something like that. Mm-hmm. To that, I don't know if he was answering Faison.
Right.
I think it was him and Faison going at it. Because Faison's my dude.
Right.
Faison.
Everybody be going at Faison.
I love Faison goes at everybody else. Faison's a funny son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. But he's saying if you're still in the comedy clubs, you're not a real comedian. I think he said that. Am I wrong?
Something to that effect.
And I go,
but I think he was talking about him. Because,
okay,
like,
please, because I was like, you are wrong about that shit.
Right.
I'm in the comedy clubs. DL's in the comedy clubs are still being built. They're not fading away.
Right.
If you do theaters, that's like a blessing.
Right.
But theaters are multi-purpose rooms.
Right.
Comedy clubs usually are just for comedy. Comedians of all statures do comedy clubs. There's the rare moments you have. You know, Chappelle still comes to comedy clubs and works on his shit.
Right.
Seinfeld, who's a billionaire, still comes to the comedy club.
But I think what he was,
I'm just saying, I might be misinterpreting.
No, I think what he was saying is that's his only choice is to do those. The people that you mentioned can do arenas, they can do theaters.
Yeah.
He's saying that he probably, the only thing he can do
is. I'm like, shit. So what does that make me? Because
it's not easy.
First of all, it's not easy to fill a comedy club. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a 300-seater, 400-seater, it's not easy.
Right.
Like, there's people who have been fortunate, especially with the algorithm. You get the algorithm, you got 8 million followers. Yeah, just numerically, you're going to fill the shit up.
Right.
But are you going to put the work in? Are you going to have the performance that keeps up with
it?
To match it, which comedy, I'm going to tell you this, and even Kat said it, you can't cheat comedy, man. I'm telling you. When I first got to New York, you know how many shows I was doing per week? 40 shows a week.
40?
You heard what I said. 40, dog. Give me some cognac.
Shit. Hello.
Let me get that cognac.
So basically, yeah, man, he was just kind of clearing it up at, you know, comedians, the workout in a comedy club, you know what I mean? That's where they work out. You know, it's the place to go, and then also that's where they have shows at. You know, when you're working out of your home club and nearby clubs, and then you go on the road to other nearby clubs, or you go out of state. You know, it just depends where you are. So I think that was the thing. Everybody, you know, Country Wayne got mad. Country Wayne responded and saying that Godfrey had his number. And he's like, hey, babe, I don't know if I Country Wayne. Hey, keep my name out your mouth. You know, you got my number. You just trying to get some clout in Club Shay Shay. But, you know, keep my name out your mouth, Godfrey. So, this black comedy beef, man, I just think the future of comedy club needs to be this, man. It is hard to feel, you know, somebody who does live events. I'm at my improv comedy show, my hip-hop improv comedy show. But look, man, it ain't easy. You got to get some people to get to out the house, you know what I mean, just to come to your event, man. Like, niggas need 20 reasons to come to your event, right? I'm just keeping it real. Like, they ain't just doing it just because. Like, they need 20 reasons. I'd be like, oh, it's free parking. They'd be like, all right. Like, what else? What else you got? All right. Like, oh, okay. No drink men. Okay. All right. What else you got? Like, damn. You ain't got to get two drinks and it's free parking. Okay. The tickets are $10. Okay. What else you got? You know? But you have certain events, not just anybody. You got certain events, man. You have an event, man. You got to come up with a lot of stuff. Well, I'm giving away a big screen TV. All right. From Walmart. You know what I mean? Like, damn. You know what I mean? Just come out and support. But, you know, I think the future of comedy, you know what the future of comedy clubs are? I just created it, man. Comedy clubs in a subdivision. That's right. Comedy clubs in a subdivision. All right, I'm going to put the comedy club dead in the middle of a subdivision. Guess what? The wife going to know where the husband is? Guess what? He in the comedy club. He going to be right there in the middle of the subdivision, like a big ass subdivision. All right. Side chick going to know where he is? At the comedy club. Okay, boss gonna know where he is. He at the comedy club, and guess what? It's gonna be a 3-drink man because you can just walk your ass home. Matter of fact, a 4-drink minimum. 4-drink minimum. Your ass gonna walk home. Ryan Garcia is giving out free BBLs and boob jobs. So apparently, Ryan Garcia has been getting DM'd by plenty of women saying they want some boob jobs. And they want a BBL. And basically, he said, well, you know what? Let me give to all of women for Women's History Month. And hit me up. Since I'm already getting hit up, all you guys hit me up. And I'll get your BBL and boob job done. And or. I don't know if it's an and or not. What's wrong with this fool? Can somebody tell me? Like, can somebody take his damn phone away from him? Like, didn't he said he was sitting there having the Lunchables with the Illuminati in the woods? I'm like, what is wrong? How many times has he been punched in the head? Like, this is crazy. I don't even watch boxing. All right, I watch MMA. All right, and I'll dip in a little bit, watch a couple of fights that I may want to watch. You know, Ngannou, watch that. Wilder, watch that. Fury, watch that. But I just kind of dip in and out, you know. I'm turned into an MMA guy. But Ryan Garcia, for me not to be keeping up to see your ass talking about you buying some chicks that you don't even know, BBLs. Now, I know in Miami, the chicks in Miami, that's their thing. Like, they trying to get you, fellas. They trying to get to that level to get you to get the BBLs. All right, first they going, you know, they look great. Going to toss it back on you. All right, they're going to ask for some dinner. You're going to take it to dinner. They want to go to a nice restaurant. All right, step two, they're going to toss it back on you again. All right, you know, then they want to go out and get something to eat again. All right, good. They're going to toss it back on you again. Then they're going to ask for that bag, right? A nice little handbag. Nothing crazy. Not like a Birkin. You're going to get them that bag. They're going to toss it back on you again. Oh, bam. Then guess what? They want to ask for that BBL. And once they get that BBL, that's it, man. You're expendable. You're expendable, man. And I'm just telling you, man, somebody need to take Ryan Garcia's phone, give him a damn, what they call, jitterbug. You need to give him a jitterbug. Like, he don't need nothing with social media on it. Don't Kendrick Lamar got a, speaking of Kendrick Lamar, don't Kendrick Lamar got a phone and they got no social media on it? He need to get one of them jits. Because this nigga need to put his phone down. Like, all he need to be doing is calling people. And answering the phone. Like, he don't need to be. Can we get Ryan Garcia a beeper? Like, this nigga is wilding out. If you want to give your money away, I'm pretty sure my viewers and I will take the money. You don't even got to spend it on these hoes. You know what I mean? Because they ain't going to love you. And they ain't going to support you, man. You know what I mean? They ain't going to thank you. But thank you for 1 second. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. And then be gone. And guess what? They off to the next dude. And you ain't dating them anyway, but I'm just saying. They out to get their money out of the next multimillionaire. This wild, B. This is wild. Y'all need to tell me what's going on with your boy. I mean, let me know you would do it, man. I know it ain't tricking if you ain't if you got it. But at the same time, damn. He ain't even talking about talking to him. Boy's wilding out, man. I don't know what. See, this is why I don't watch boxing right now, man. Y'all know what y'all doing. Felicia Rashad, who we know from most famously from The Cosby Show, has done a new movie where she ain't the same Claire Huxtable.
I ever tell y'all how I fucked all the members of the Temptations?
What? What? Wait, yo, hold up.
I ever tell y'all how I fucked all the members of the Temptations?
Miss Fonda, the Temptations had quite a few lineup changes.
Yeah, so how many bodies we talking?
Only the originals.
Damn.
I was a 10, baby. You had to have perfect pitch and a precise two-step to sniff this.
Not a two-step.
Eddie was good with his hands. Paul with his mouth. And Melvin, really good with his feet.
The fuck was he doing with his feet?
How much time y'all got?
Oh my God. Felicia Rashad talking about being a hoe with the Temptations, man. Look, man, I'm all for not being typecast, but look, this is a hard ass left. This is a hard left down the street, all right? Hit on the freeway, go out of town for 15 miles. Jump on the plane, fly your ass to a different country. Like, I don't need to see Felicia Rashad being a hoe. Talking about how she was a hoe, old hoe. I don't need to see that. Any other role, I just saw her with Jason Statham movie. That's dope, but I don't need to see this. This is
quite disturbing. Felicia, did you? You read it. You read what the line was. And you just like, yeah, I'm going with it. I'm going to step out the box. Ice Cube offers Caitlin Clark $5 million to join the Big Three. I don't know how that works, Cube. I don't think you got any women playing. You got them coaching, definitely. I don't think you have them playing. And also, Cube, and maybe, you know, maybe this is why Kendrick Lamar is mad. You know what I mean? Kendrick Lamar is like, I got a Big Three for Caitlin in Africa. Come on over here, girl. Come on over here. You start the Big Three South Africa. It's the big me. And so, Ice Cube, I don't think you know. Ice Cube says that women shouldn't have to, you know, play overseas with substandards just to make ends meet. Cube, I don't think you know, but Caitlin Clark making like $10 million this year. Like, she got freaking commercials. Like, she ain't going to the WNBA because she ain't got no money. She going because she can't go for her doctorate and have eligibility. You know what I mean? Like, all these women college basketball players, like, look, I'm good. I ain't going. I'm chilling. I don't need to go to the WNBA. They don't give a fuck about the WNBA. They don't until they got forced to go there. They ain't even thinking about it. Like, they getting so much money, it's ridiculous. Flo J and freaking Angel Reese, like, they getting that bag. And they ain't thinking about $5 million. Like, I'm sorry, Q, but that ain't enough. Now, you gave her 50, I think she may sniff at it. But Caitlin Clark, she can go to WNBA, she can be making money there too, you know? She can make her money, man. I ain't gonna say that she gonna be the face of the WNBA. She may be the rookie of the year of the WNBA. Because look, man, look, I even watched a Caitlin Clark game the other day in the bar. I'm up here like, yo, put Iowa on, bitch. I want to see my girl Caitlin. All right? Caitlin, man, she played hard. You know why? When she scored the other day, she told her, she said, shut the fuck up. I was like, whoo-hoo. That's what I'm talking about. Caitlin Clark. Daddy must have dropped her off in New York, baby. Dropped her off in Rucker, man. Hey, he's on Dykeman now, though. Dykeman. All right, here we go. Have Caitlin Clark come through this summer. What? That's what I'm talking about. Drop Caitlin Clark there on Dykeman this summer. You know what I mean? Because it ain't the Rutgers anymore. It's Dykeman. So, y'all do that, man. Man, she'll set it on fire. She would be legendary, right? And I want to see Caitlin Clark say that to dudes and everybody else on that court. Shut the fuck up, bitch. You know, like, oh, man, she would be in the stratosphere. All right, she's already big, but I'm just like, they see that. I was like, all right, this girl is a problem. You know what I mean? Like, she's a huge problem, man, like a beast. And, you know, her marketability just going to be, it's going to be out of here, man. And look, man, that's no PR advice, but I'm just saying, while I'm at Dykeman this summer, I want to see that. Caitlin, you know, I know you watch the show, all right? Listen to your boy Kenyon, man. I'm going to pull up on you at Dykeman, and I'm not playing because I tore my ACL again, I think. So, but I'll watch you do it. Like, I'll pay for that. I will pay for that. You let me know, would you want to see, you want to see Caitlin Clark at Dykeman, or do you want to see in the Big Three, you know? Do you want to see it in WNBA? You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. You know, I know the LA Aces, Las Vegas Aces sold out the whole season. So, you know, WNBA, man, hopefully they can generate some more money. Hopefully they can generate their own money without the help of the NBA. That's the goal, ladies. You know, so with all these new stars right now, you know, yeah, I need about 20 more. And, you know, maybe you can generate some more money. You know what I mean? I still say it, though. Still, you know my slang. You know my phrase. Raise your standards. Lower the rim. That'll get you there. That'll get you there. Get Bayless shooting better than Luka. All right? Skip Bayless, Drip Bayless out here. Okay, Bambay. Ooh. Okay. Skip out here. He click his heels together. I remember I met one dude, Bong. What? And he's like 75. This wet. It's straight through. Bong. Look at this. Is that Skip Bayless?
And he had the slow. He got like, well, he, I hate you play with somebody who got a slow jump. You like, take this, Shannon, with the Jordans on. Bong. Damn, who knew? Who knew Drip Bayless got a jump shot? Man, hey, look, you can play at the YMCA anytime, bro. I already know your show's about to end. You know, that's one of them old white dudes that you go to the gym, you see him on the other team, and then, like, he hit one, that first shot right there, you're like, oh, all right, yeah, that shit's lucky. And then he come back again and hit this shot, you be like, okay. And then he hit that shot right there, you're like, yo, what the fuck, man? Who guarding him? You know what I mean? And then he hit another shot like that, and then you're like, all right, fuck that. I got old man, you know what I mean? Or, you know, you got to give him a nickname. I got Larry Bird, you know what I mean? Let me get old Larry Bird's ass. Now, I would pack the hell out of that shit, but I'm just saying. It's just crazy. That slow dribble, too, man. That one, you got a one dribble shot. Bang. Look at this. His hands come together and his feet click. But it's on, man. JJ Redick, watch out. You know what I mean? Drip Bayless in the house. You know, he got a new career, man. Skip. I'm just telling you right.
Skip. Hey, Skip, what I'm telling you right now, what you need to do, what you need to go ahead and start your league in the YMCA. Right? What you need to do. And then, like, you got an old man league, Skip. But then you got commentators. And then it's like everybody over 60 played in this league. And Skip, I'm just telling you right now, you can just do it in your own OTE. And Skip, I'm just telling you, you're jumping wet.
That is wet, though. That's what I did not expect to see today. Skip Bayless with a wet jump shot. Splash.